You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We are now over halfway through this coalition government's first term. In a short amount of time, we have made good progress on the long-term issues facing New Zealand. The wellbeing budget has been well received, and there are extensive work programs now rolling out across the full range of portfolios, from mental health to venture investment. Relationships between the three parties of government are working well, and ministers who regularly interact have formed really effective consultation and decision-making protocols. Ministers are in the middle of implementing important pieces of work, and we're now seeing the result of the changes the government has made over these past 20 or so months. We have and are reducing child poverty. It is estimated that between 50,000 to 74,000 children will move out of poverty as a result of our families package, as well as the initiatives that were in the wellbeing budget. We're making record investments in health and education with funding to train or support more than 3,000 more teachers over the next 4 years. And we've delivered an additional 1,300 full-time equivalent nurses since we took government. We're seeing government investment flow through the regions with key PGF projects like Napier to Wairoa Rail Line and the Bay of Island Airport both opened in recent weeks. And we're looking after our environment, things like the plastic bag ban coming in this Monday and the zero carbon bill moving through Parliament with near unanimous support. We're investing in infrastructure from hospitals and schools to state housing, and we're doing all of that while running a strong economy with near record low unemployment, sustainable surpluses, record export levels, and growth above most of the economies we compare ourselves with. In short, we are making good progress. As such, I am not making major changes to the executive. The refresh that I will outline today only seeks to fill an existing vacancy within Cabinet, one vacancy for a minister outside of Cabinet, and will adopt a new approach to the challenges we are facing in delivering our affordable housing program.
That was Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announcing a Cabinet reshuffle, which took place earlier this week. So as you heard there, the big part of it was the housing changes. So pretty much what was just the housing minister has now been split up into three separate roles, led by Megan Woods, with Chris Farfoy and the old housing minister, Phil Twyford, in sort of more junior roles. And I think this does make sense from their perspective. I think they gave Twyford a lot of responsibility, housing and transport, especially in this new Labour government, which is doing a lot with housing and transport. I think they did good by not sacking him, because in this sort of awful world of media, politics, relationships, you can't look weak or whatever. So it's been a sort of strong power move to do this. Of course, that's just my interpretation, and the mainstream media has been taking much of a step. It's almost like we got him, you know, we finally, you know, wore down Phil Twyford, and we've, if not gotten rid of him, then we've, you know, had a win. So this was very much apparent in the coverage by One News.
For 20 months, he's been the man in charge of KiwiBuild.
Yeah, I can see. Yeah, there's not much to go.
But his time is up.
It is too big a job for one person. We have made mistakes.
Three ministers will now try and fix it.
It has proven to be no small task, and one we know we must do better in.
Megan Woods is now the housing minister. She'll lead the team and be in charge of KiwiBuild. Chris Farfoy becomes associate housing minister, in charge of public housing. He keeps the broadcasting portfolio. Phil Twyford will still chip in with urban development, and he picks up economic development too. Mr. Twyford refused to answer questions on the reshuffle, but in a statement said he's frustrated not to be able to deliver on KiwiBuild, and he's put his all into it. This is what he had to say earlier this afternoon.
Is that fair that it is a massive workload, two huge portfolios?
Look, that's just not an issue for me.
The new housing minister now has a hefty workload. She'll keep Christchurch Regeneration and the energy portfolio. She also refused to front up, but in a statement says KiwiBuild isn't working and big changes are on the way.
There would be benefit from bringing in a fresh pair of eyes.
They can play around with the housing portfolios, but there's no disguising the fact that just stopping talking about KiwiBuild won't cut it. They have no plan for housing.
Former journalist Chris Farfoy has now made it to the inner circle of Cabinet.
I grew up in a state house, so having that privilege of a state house has meant a lot for me and my family, so taking over that challenge is something that I'm looking forward to.
And Porto Williams got a promotion too.
That's pretty exciting, especially when your phone comes up with the Prime Minister.
Mika Whaitere is still out in the cold after allegations she bruised a staff member, but the Prime Minister isn't ruling her out in the future.
It wasn't the right time.
It's now time for the government to reset its whole KiwiBuild program with a new minister at the helm.
And Jessica is with us now. What does this mean for KiwiBuild, and what do you make of all this, Jess?
Well, this is yet another sign that KiwiBuild has been a frustrating failure for the government. But it's not giving up. In fact, it's throwing more ministers and more resources at the problem. The government is set to announce a KiwiBuild reset in the next few weeks. But it couldn't do that with Phil Twyford in charge. His name is just too linked to the failures of KiwiBuild. So they're going to try out Megan Woods. She's seen as a safe pair of hands. She proved to be calm and crisis during the Christchurch attacks and in the aftermath, and now she's going to have to deal with the housing headache. The Prime Minister chose to make this announcement late this afternoon to try and protect her MPs from facing any questions in the debating chamber. That's because they now all leave Parliament for a three-week recess break. That means that Megan Woods, the new Housing Minister, now has 3 weeks to study up before unveiling her big KiwiBuild reset.
Jessica Mutch-McKay, thanks.
Yes, so as you heard there, that was One News' coverage of the cabinet reshuffle. I believe the reporter referred to KiwiBuild as a failure twice in about a three-minute clip, which, you know, it's still happening, KiwiBuild, so it's not over, so I don't know if you can call it a failure. And, okay, maybe they haven't met their targets, but no one meets their targets, especially not in a sort of three-party coalition government. And it has, that one poll, do you think KiwiBuild is doing a good or a bad job? And most people said yes, that it should be continued. So I don't think by any means you could call it a failure, especially not if you're working for the sort of state broadcaster. You should probably be a bit more tactful on that.
A little bit of problem with bias there.
I'm surprised by how right-wing One News is, to be honest. Because you don't watch it much, then you do, and you think, because all the stereotypes are like state-owned broadcasters, but... Yeah, turns out they're quite.
Then again, I probably shouldn't use the word bias on BFM.
Hey, it's neutral corner.
Whatever
words you want.
Well, yeah.
Within reason. And also there was that bit at the end, trying to make it sound like they were sort of doing the sneaky thing of just doing this reshuffle now, ahead of this like 3 week leave, and sort of framing it like, oh, they're trying to, you know, avoid scrutiny, which I guess they are, but I mean, the way I see it, I think it's for the best that they do have time to get up to speed on this rather than just being thrown in front of these journalists who are going to ask them all these sort of questions. And I think we have this image of politicians now that they have to, like, know everything because they're supposedly, like, pulling all the levers, you know, build houses here, do this wherever, which that's really not how government works. And I think it's just this... We're just rewarding people who can just, like, cram as much information into their heads...
Debate really well.
Yeah, get the little sound bites going, which I just think is a very sort of superficial way of organising politics. Mm. And that was Neutral Corner.
That was Neutral Corner with Benjamin J. Gunson.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.